right, we're going to look at the G chord. This is the basic G chord. G is really nice because you're strumming all six strings, so it's big and full. If we want to sustain it, you just take your pointer finger. That's G sustain. This is G7. So, for example, oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul. See, that's, you go from a G to a G7. Then sings my soul, my soul. And what that seven does is it sort of makes you, it makes the song want to go to the next chord. So when we're at the G, we're just sitting there. But when you go to the seven, it wants to go to the C. So it's the songwriters, they use it to sort of create a little bit movement. It's like we're in the chorus now, but now we got to move. We got to go somewhere. It wants to resolve over at the C. So that's the G7, and then I showed this G, this sort of fun G, when we looked at the C2, remember? Here's the C2. Here's the G that goes with it. So here's a regular G, but here's this fun G. It just adds a little... Here's a regular one. It just adds a little color to it. A lot of people, when they start writing songs, this is one, when they discover it, they... Now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep, if I should die before, you know, it makes you want to write a song. That's basically G.